Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is a never fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool. Though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come, love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error and upon me prove, I never writ, nor no man ever loved. Basil Rathbone speaking. I brought along another collection of words with music. Poems that I've liked and cherished for a long time. Some are old but famous, like the one I read at the opening, the 116th sonnet of William Shakespeare. But others, like the next, are not even published yet. It was sent in by a soldier from overseas, and I like it very much. Written by Corporal Charles L. Leong. He calls it Troop Ship. There is numbness, not of dark waters, nor of icicles flung across the night. Each star a predestination for each pack-bent figure. It is a numbness born of the heart, growing quiet and sad, in spite of a band at the dock wisely playing deep in the heart of Texas, and not the false nostalgia of Auld Lang Syne. In spite of spry Red Cross workers who try to warm you with a smile and a hot cup of coffee, you want to pause, contemplate. But you're a soldier and automatically march into the ship's womb, pregnant with promise. The shoreline fades, even as the body's weariness, and your pack slumps off. For weariness fades into delirium, and delirium, they say, is a disease of the night. You too become diseased. It is a merciful disease which pierces the fetid warmth of close-packed bodies. It cuts a broad highway to the land of yesterday, the land of lilac air, of soft blue grass and home. Now the night is lulled to sleep by each mournful wave, each swishing wave. An echo of the heart, each wave a cry of sadness. the infinite shining heavens rose, and I saw in the night unaccountable angel stars showering sorrow and light. I saw them distant as heaven, dumb and shining and dead, and the idle stars of the night were dearer to me than bread. Night after night in my sorrow, the stars stood over the sea, till lo, I looked in the dusk, and a star had come down to me. Ben Adam, may his tribe increase, awoke one night from a deep dream of peace, and saw within the moonlight in his room, making it rich and like a lily in bloom, an angel writing in a book of gold. Exceeding peace had made Ben Adam bold, and to the presence in the room he said, "What writest thou?" The vision raised its head, and with a look made of all sweet accord, answered, "The names of those who love the Lord." "And is mine one?" said Abu. "Nay, not so," replied the angel. Abu spoke more low, but cheerily still, and said, "I pray thee then, write me as one that loves his fellow men." The angel wrote and vanished. The next night it came again with a great wakening light, and showed the names whom love of God had blessed. And lo, Ben Adam's name led all the rest. folio of words with music. I've read poems by William Shakespeare, Corporal Charles L. Leong, Robert Louis Stevenson, and Lee Hunt. The organ music was played by Milton Charles. And this is Basil Rathbone with thanks for listening and saying, good night. This is Armed Forces Radio Service.